For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Martin, what is up? So what's this issue with you and Sicily we're going to be working on for the next few minutes, man?
I think it's going to be tough to pinpoint, but I do have my suspicions. I feel like I've got a good read on the situation, at least. You know?
Yeah, okay. So,
Wait, is that a recent moment of clarity?
Well, I mean, I wasn't getting that vibe from your email. I believe the direct quote was, confused as a fart in a fan factory, which is a great line.
Yeah, so what's changed?
So the short version of this is, I think that she thinks I'm a hoarder.
That's a big think. She thinks you're a hoarder. Like the ones on the show, we're talking about the same thing, the kind everyone is very, very aware of.
And afraid of?
Yes.
Sort of. I don't want to give you the wrong impression here. I don't, like, collect trash or have, like, desiccated animal remains hidden under old newspapers or anything.
That's a plus.
Yeah, you know, it's not that bad. It's, okay, at least, like, every room save for my office isn't that bad.
Okay.
Oh, the office is like a hall closet. Or like a garage. It's a catch-all.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
No. No, it's very much an office. It's not filthy. It's just full. I mean, I work from home.
Well, I think a lot of people work from home, especially now. But, like, what's that got to do with, like, a hoard?
Well, I have an Etsy store.
Oh.
And I keep all the materials I need in the study. And then it's also full of the stuff I need for my other job. I don't have, a big house. Space is a premium, you know, and sales are good, but they're not that good, you know.
Yeah.
And lately, it's kind of all like blown up in a real short window, you know. And I suppose I wasn't expecting that sort of explosion. It's a hobby mostly, but lately it's been taking over my life, and I guess my study now. You know, I'm still trying to make sense of it all. Like, I'm trying to figure everything out and all that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I love Etsy. I buy so much stuff off of Etsy. I mean,
that is wild, though, the way you're describing it. Like, congrats, first of all. So your house is your warehouse slash, like, craft shop as well, then?
Yeah, pretty much. And shipping depot and everything in between, I guess.
Can we ask what it is you make? Like, are you focused on one thing in particular? Is it like leather, woodworking? Do you make, I don't know, knives or signs or something?
Yeah, like, give yourself a plug, dude. Like, what do you do?
No, thanks. That's my problem. I don't think I can handle any more business than I already have. I'm a bit behind
wow.
as it is.
Wow.
Okay, right. Fair.
But I'll tell you, I make things out of paracord.
Really?
Okay.
Key fobs. Bracelets, rifle clips. I could make you a paracord purse strap, Katie. Would you be into that? Maybe maybe a cup handle.
Yeah, we'll.
That's very kind.
We'll circle back to that.
That's very kind.
It sounds awesome.
So, all right, so back to where does Sicily fit into this? Like, was she a customer or what's up?
No. She's a friend of a friend, right? Things, you know, they start to evolve, and the time came when she wanted to come over and you know, see my place and all that. And I'm thinking, all right, that's, you know, that's good. It's a score, you know.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was hoping for, that, you know, that kind of next step. But I forgot how the place looks to an outsider, you know. I mean, if you were just walking into this, it looks
like,
you know,
like me and Katie, you mean, we walk into your house and what?
Oh, you'd think like disaster zone, a bomb went off somewhere or something, you know. And it's not dirty. I don't have like empty beer cans everywhere or like old takeout containers or, I don't know, the jars of urine, you know. But whatever. But it's a mess, you know. Plain and simple, it's a bit of a mess.
Oh, okay. Look, in fairness, that's about every home I lived in as a single man. Minus the urine jars.
You prefer Gatorade bottles.
But no, like I do know that hits different with females. Like we all know that.
Yeah, and I get that now, and I plan on organizing everything eventually. You know, more for me than anybody else. But she seemed to take like an interest in what I was doing when I was explaining it and showing her my stuff and everything online. But then when she saw it in person, it was a completely different story. You know, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to know how the sausage is made. I know she's not as into me now, but it's hard to explain.
I hear you. So what's the goal today?
It is to get a second date, right?
Yeah. I mean, how would anybody else answer that question? Oh. I mean, hopefully it's this, you know, and I can explain it all to her and get the air cleared, you know, and we'll get that free night out and have a ball. Maybe do some surf and turf. Hey, maybe we'll hit the container store if we're feeling extra crazy. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah. How many buckets do you need, friend?
I just want to make this make sense for her and myself,
well,
you know?
Okay, let's get her on the phone. We'll talk to Cicely next with Frito and Katie.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Martin has an Etsy store.
He has an Etsy store.
You know, I looked up paracord purse straps.
Are you?
I'm a little on the fence.
Okay. Very nice offer.
So with the Etsy store, he's got his office, his study. It has been destroyed because of all of the things that he needs to make.
That's hard. I get
this stuff out of paracord.
And he said it blew up kind of overnight.
Yeah, and she had come over to his house, and you know, she was excited about the store, but then she sees the room, and so now she's not really getting in touch with him. I was more thinking maybe it was just the amount of rope this guy has in his home. Maybe that was potentially off-putting. But let's get Cicely on the phone and find out for sure. I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Cicely?
Hey, hello, yes. This is her.
Hey, Cicely, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today because we actually have a date night package that we would like to give to you. So essentially, you piece it all together, okay? You pick out all the stuff you'd want to do and where you go. It's all free, okay? We will cover all of the bills.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. So this is obviously something that you did not enter yourself for, I'm assuming. That would be a weird coincidence. Someone else did, okay? And that someone is actually the person you'd be taking with you on the date. Now, it's someone you've been out with before, so at one point you did like him. It's Martin. How are we feeling about Martin?
Oh, Martin. Yeah. All right.
Paracord
Martin.
Yep. For what it's worth, we talked to him, and he was concerned that you might have seen some things that put him in a different light, like maybe some not so flattering stuff.
Right. Yeah, that was something.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess I really haven't seen anything, I mean, quite like that before. I'm still processing it, to be honest.
That's fair.
How is it that bad?
Seriously? It's Martin. I know what you're saying. I do. I get it. Look, I'm going to get it under control, okay? I'm going to really put in the time and make a serious effort at it, you know?
So he's not just, like, in on this. He is.
I see. He is. I obviously had him on the other line, but
yeah.
These are good points.
It's just my Etsy store, you know? I'm still trying to get the hang of it.
Yeah, I mean, I know all about the online shop, and that is really kind of my concern.
So is it just because of that big mess associated with it, or
is it because he's a guy with an Etsy store?
Come on now. You better watch it, Frito, or I won't send you a paracord lanyard.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Look, I'm kidding. I'm just asking.
In a way, yeah, it is the mess associated with it I don't like, but, like, I'm talking more, like, online.
So, like, the store itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so he showed me the store before on one of our dates. I'd asked about it. I was definitely curious.
Sure.
You know, and to hear him describe it, it sounded really cool. It sounded awesome. So when I got the name of it, I was able to bookmark it, like all sneaky-like, and I was just thinking, all right, I want to take a little deeper look into this, see what wares he's peddling, the way he's representing himself. And, you know, I really just wasn't prepared for what I saw.
Oh, God, for what? For what? What did you see?
The disgruntled customers was a lot. Like,
wow.
People have been waiting a really long time to get their orders. And it just generally seems like he has a problem with communication, and customer service seems terrible.
Oh.
And there are some really bad screen caps that some people shared.
Oh.
Just not a good look.
Oh,
so bad, I mean, bad reviews.
Hold on. What's your point, really? I mean, they're just negative reviews. You're always going to get some. I mean, that's the nature of online business, you know? And they're just like haters. It's a huge pain in the ass. I mean, you wouldn't believe how entitled people get when it comes to this stuff, you know?
Well, like, maybe that attitude is your problem, I guess. Like, it just seems like that behavior might bleed over into other parts of your life. Like, I mean, if we've only known each other for like a month and some change, but to me, I'm just seeing a red flag.
Really?
Come on, it's a red flag because some psychos leave bad reviews. That's on them. That's not on
They're
me.
They're saying you're missing timelines and you're not even giving them a heads up. And like, that's very much on you.
No way. I've got a note on the top of the store telling people the dates are subject to change. I'm just trying to sell a product I really like, you know? And I'm sorry that these people have so much free time on their hands. They can just write an entire essay because I didn't respond to an email fast enough, or it wasn't the best thing they've ever seen, or they weren't blown away. You know, it was just all right. You know, there's really only one way the bracelet's going to work, lady. You know, it's paracord, for crying out loud. I can only do so much.
All right.
He's not a magician.
All right.
And like, look, it seems like having read through so many of them that you might be like difficult to deal with. Like, you either don't know how to speak to people or you don't care to. And honestly, I'm not sure what's worse. So, like, you're obviously in over your head with your shop. And look, like, I mean, am I overthinking this? That's a possibility. I mean, but I just think it says a lot about who you are and what you're about. And I don't think I'm wrong to be worried about what I'm seeing.
Interesting.
Interesting. Man, okay, we can discuss this, see what people think. I mean, I mean, again, that could be useful here. Look, hang on one second, guys. We'll be right back with you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.